participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win one for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Bert. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rockstars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1067.
Oh,
they're ready to believe you.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
So, Lisa, can I get you something to drink?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
They're wearing different suits today.
What do they do? Run down the hallway every day?
Get
them out of here. Those little S's. They wear the black suits.
Yes. A true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Black suits with short leather pants. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Don't forget to thank all the small people and all the ships at sea. Just back from the McCartney wedding where they hopped the bride down the aisle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Hara.
Thank you, Rob. And hello, and thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this
Wednesday,
Vengeance Day,
June 12th.
Right.
Phone number
877-365-3636. 10 days and counting to the birthday.
Yeah, right. Who cares?
I know.
Nobody else is going to care, so I got to let my friends and my extended family know.
We know we're counting down.
Thank you, Don.
We care. We're going to Target. We're going to Williams and Sonoma.
Thank you very much.
We're there for you.
God bless you all.
And here he is, the man who once again, mercifully bullied me today and bloodied my private area.
Sorry.
There he is with his sharp, sharp, pointed metal boots.
Look at that stain.
Have to be done.
There he is, Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi,
and welcome to the show. I could wait for Lisa to come in with a list of new stations that we're on, but I think I'll just push ahead.
Okay.
While we wait for that list.
Very good.
I got a couple of family items to take care of. First, let me call my cunny honey. Because I know yesterday I spent the first part of the show
Hello.
Explaining what was happening in my house.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Bill.
Okay, in a nutshell, here's what was happening.
Okay.
I was, in fact, informed of the fact that the front of my house was going to be turned into a parking lot.
I'm out here now. Can you hear it?
However, I can hear the construction equipment. I want you to know...
Yeah, that's the work.
...that yesterday I was not exaggerating when I said the walls were shaking.
Yeah.
When I came home yesterday, we got a bar area. You see that as you walk through the front door, there's a nice bar.
Yeah, like a little kind of pantry bar area right
there. Nice, yeah.
All of the glasses had fallen off the bar and had been broken.
Oh, wow.
Pictures had been torn off the walls.
Shaken due to the vibration?
Due to the vibrations of Hector and his crew.
Wow.
Hector. What? And honey, back me up on that. Yeah. The guy's name is Hector.
Yeah.
Right?
It just makes me laugh. I don't dispute that. It's just amazing that it's true.
What the F are they doing?
Well, you know how you can't back down our driveway?
Yeah.
If our whole front yard is paved, then it'll be easier for you to do your three-point turn.
I understand that, but for them to turn our front lawn into an asphalt jungle...
There's no more front lawn.
Okay, I know there's no more front lawn.
It's the courtyard now.
I mentioned that yesterday. There is no more front yard.
Is there going to be like a little turnaround area with a little landscaped area in the middle?
A semicircle, it'll be like a circle area. It'll be a little courtyard that you won't have to worry about.
The question, honey, please. The question is, why is the house shaking?
Okay, because...
Why are pictures falling off the wall? Why are glasses falling off the shelf and breaking?
I think that... I wasn't here yesterday. I was, you know, visiting my mom, but I think that was the... Did they use a jackhammer to get the existing sidewalk out?
I don't know.
I would doubt that.
That would be my guess.
If you're moving concrete, you've got to either use a machine that does it or a jackhammer.
Right. This morning... Everything was shaking again.
Yeah, well, that was... Okay, yesterday I'm guessing the jackhammer is what really shook up the house. Today's shaking was, I think, the thing that compresses the ground to make it all nice and smooth and flat and packed down.
You might want to think about how your house is built if it's shaking that badly.
Yeah, I know.
You might want to make sure, like, all the screws are tied into the foundation.
Plumbing.
All the hammers and nails are all put...
That's my thought, Mike.
Or could it be haunted?
I think the front walk was attached to the actual foundation.
It's always a poltergeist with you.
All right, sweetie. Thank you. I love you.
I love you, boo-boo.
And I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, sweetie.
All right. There you go. That's the that's the update from the home. That my house is, in fact, being turned into a... Being turned into a parking lot.
Well, I hope for your sake it's one of those things that, you know, you don't like the process, but then when it's all said and done, a lot of times you come around on those things, and I hope that's the case.
I mean, she got home yesterday. She ran up to see her mom real quick, and she got back home, and I said, what are they doing? And she said, well, they're doing the job that, you know, as I predicted yesterday, the job that I approved. Apparently, it was one of those times that she said, do you mind if we do this? And I just said, yeah.
While you were sleepy or distracted.
Yeah, knock yourself out.
Absolutely.
Now, is this my son?
Probably.
On the phone?
There.
Hello, hey, Barney?
Yeah.
Hi. Hey, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Turn your radio down. Now, I want to tell you something that happened last night.
Okay.
As you can see by the tie-dyed Chicago shirt I'm wearing.
Chicago!
My son and I last night went to see...
And let me just tell all those who are listening, that shirt may be the faggiest shirt I've ever seen in my life.
It's tie-dyed.
It's like a t-shirt.
So, anyway.
See, when you said you and your son were going to Chicago, I thought you were going to the musical.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. What do you think, we're fags?
No, I went to see Chicago.
We went to... Right. What do you think, we're fags?
Yeah, but I'm not a fag. I enjoyed Chicago.
We went to see, you know, Chicago, 25 or 64.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. Right.
Beginnings, you know, dialogue, parts 1 and 2.
Right, I'm a big fan.
Yeah. We love Chicago. So, we go last night to the show, my son and I. We're having a great time. Met a lot of people that listen to the show. Steve Buckhance was there, the voice of the Washington Wizards. Lots of people were there.
Wonderful.
Everybody's saying hi. We get to our seats. Now, the way that this place, Wolf Trap, is set up, and again, the people at Wolf Trap couldn't be nicer. They let us park absolutely, I mean, right at the front door.
That's good.
So we park at the front door. We get up to where our seats are, and there's an orchestra level And then there's the loge level. And then there's
balcony.
The balcony. And then there's people who sit out on the lawn.
Yeah, it's a nice warm night for that last.
So we're on the loge level, the balcony level, and we are in the absolute last row. Mm. But as it works out, it's great because we're getting a bit of a breeze up there.
Okay.
So we're having a great time, and Chicago comes on. And I just want to say, they kick ass. They kick ass like they have kicked ass for 35 freaking years.
Right.
And they got a lot of the original members, and they just kick my ass.
You like those horns, don't you?
They are so good. Yeah, they're fantastic.
Very tight.
So, let me just preface this by saying that I have my son on the phone now, because this is going to, I know you guys are going to think that this is pretty ridiculous, that I complain about people in the movies who
right.
talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I now will turn this over to my son, Bart. Bart.
So, halfway through, three Chatty Cathys come in half an hour late, and decide to plop down. And at the concert, at a rock concert, I can hear them over the entire thing.
Now, these
the entire thing.
I know what you're talking about. They're doing the thing where the music is loud, and they don't care. They're talking over the music, which
now,
is like the most obnoxious thing in the world.
We're talking about three relatively attractive, middle-aged housefraus, soccer moms, who arrived late, which is their prerogative.
Dad, you don't have to be kind. Not attractive at all.
All right.
I'm sorry.
they sit down. They're one seat away from us. I'm on the aisle, and Bart's sitting there, and then there's an empty seat, and it's the three of them. Now, to illustrate how loudly these women were talking.
What?
You familiar with the Chicago song, Feeling Stronger Every Day?
Absolutely. Or their louder songs?
Yeah. These broads.
Great song, too.
Yeah.
These broads are talking so loudly that they are being heard over the Chicago song.
Wow.
Feeling Stronger Every Day. It's not like they're talking during Color My World. I'm telling you, these broads, and they're on the cell phone.
So I'm guessing a girls' night out, perhaps, you know, their usual thing is not necessarily going to see Chicago as much as getting together and chatting.
Yeah, and they're on the cell phone.
Right.
They're talking with each other. As the louder the band plays, the louder they're talking, and I am tuning it out. It is my son who is getting agitated at this.
Right.
Bart turns to me and says, Dad, I can hear these women.
Yeah, Dad, I'll call you back later.
Why?
Well, all right, he'll call back later. Pressing business.
So, he turns to me and says, I can hear the women. Man, every other person sitting in our section, and it was section 207, is turning around and shooting these women dirty looks.
Yeah, in order to be heard over the music, they have to be screaming.
Now, my son knows, and I love, out of all the Chicago songs that they do, my favorite is Dialogue, Part 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Was this him calling back? Hello?
Hey, can I talk to Dan?
Yeah, it's me, bud.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. There is no...
So, you know, my son knows that my favorite Chicago song of all time is Dialogue, Part 1 and 2.
Right.
And again, it's a loud one. It's a loud one. It's one that, I mean, they got the horns, they got the bass, they've got the whole Megillah. And
the whole schmear.
As this song is playing, these broads are continuing and I'm talking about louder than a rock band
right.
with a horn section.
Right.
These broads are speaking. So, not at my request, on his own, my son turns to them and says,
I eloquently say, shut the hell up.
Come on. Just say what you said.
Could you please lower your voices?
To which they said,
excuse me? And I said, could you please keep it down? And one of them says, sure. And the other one says, well, no, we can't. And I said, excuse me? And she goes, nothing. Never mind.
So, this goes on for...
Did it work?
Yeah. Mildly.
Yeah. Okay.
They would continue to talk, and then when they would talk, when they would see not only me but other people in the crowd looking at them,
mm-hmm.
they would huddle the three of them together with their
big kind of cutie exaggerated, oh, people are looking now, we got to keep our voice.
You know, with their coffee cake soccer mom hair.
You're portraying them accurately. I feel like I'm right there, and I know that, you know, the very fact that they, when you make that request to somebody and they give you any kind of lip at all, it means that they're a-holes anyway. I mean, that they're not, if they say, no, we can't, you know, that kind of crap.
Might I add, one of them was on a cell phone for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, she's having a conversation, and not a conversation about the concert. She's having a conversation about where she's going to lunch the next day.
Right.
And she's having to speak very loudly because, hello, the band Chicago is playing very loudly.
So when the concert ended, did you take them all home in the trunk of your car?
No.
Did they seem to be alcohol-fueled? Was it a drunken factor?
Yes, Robin.
Oh,
here's,
yes.
And here's why we get the last laugh. That I know the set for Chicago. I know that when they do.
Yo, Dad.
What, buddy?
Dad, do you need me for anything else?
No. All right.
Okay.
You can do what you're
gonna do. Because I'm driving and I don't want to.
I got you, but I just wanted you to back me up, because I know if I came in today and said there were ladies talking at a concert, people would think it was like when I'm talking to, say, people talk at the movies.
Right.
All right.
No.
Love you.
That is my guess. The wrong guess.
All right, I love you.
Adios.
How about some love?
You can call Mom for that.
No, come on. Come on, give me some love.
Love you.
All right, love you too. Bye-bye. So,
bye.
Anyway, we're sitting through this. And now, I want to also tell you that if you're a real Chicago fan like I am, the show last night was better than the previous shows because they did a lot of stuff that was like Chicago Transit Authority.
Okay, yeah, way back when.
Where they did elongated versions of songs, and they had lots of the trombone and lots of the flute and lots of the trumpet. And
right.
They did all the hits, but they did the hits in slightly different fashion. But it was just fantastic. They did like a 15-minute version of the song Beginnings.
So, great show.
Yeah, great show. Sounds ruined by these three stupid coffee-cake-haired bitches who were so proud that they had snuck in a bottle of wine.
Mm.
Now, the deal at Wolf Trap is, if you're inside, sitting in the orchestra level, or if you're up in the balcony, all you can have is water. You can't drink booze.
Oh.
But these girls, what they had done was,
I'll never be there.
They brought a big bottle of whatever the trendy brand of wine is, and they were pouring the glass, and they were clinking the glasses.
Oh, so they had glasses.
Yeah, so they brought their own glasses, and like as people were turning around and giving them looks to say, shut up, they would clink their glasses.
Oh, I think you.
So We wait through the show, and I'm not as upset as my son is. I'm not as upset as the other people in the area are. But I know that when they do Hard to Say I'm Sorry, that's the last song. Then they're going to leave, and they're going to come back and do 25 or 6 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So they start Hard to Say I'm Sorry. We get up. We want to beat the traffic. We're walking out, and I stop, and I think, you know what? Yeah. I say to Bart, wait just a second. And I go back. And they're still, they're in the last row, so I can walk up right behind them. And they're still, during this last song,
yammering away.
And I say, excuse me, girls, hi, girls. And they turn around and they go, yes. And I said, my son spoke to you during the show today. And they said, oh, yeah. I said, I thought he was pretty respectful, and I didn't think you treated him with a lot of respect. And one of the women said to me, F you.
Uh-oh.
And I said, do you own a radio? And she said, yes. And I said, tomorrow morning, turn it on 106.7 FM at about 10 minutes after 11 o'clock. And the woman who looked closest to death of the three of them, the one who looked like she's had many facelifts, at that point said to me, why? And I said, because I am going to be talking about you. Goodbye, girls. And then as I walked out, one of the ushers, who was a friend, said, did you enjoy the show? And I said, oh, I loved it, and thank you, guys. You treated me so wonderful. Incidentally, there are three ladies sitting in row 207 who have a gigantic bottle of wine. And I know that that's not allowed in Wolf Trap, so
go rough them up.
So go. And she says to me, well, would you like me to have them removed? I said, you do whatever you like to do.
Right.
Uh-huh. It's and if they're listening now, and I hope they are, I just want to say, you stupid effing chatterbrained broads, I hope while you were out there last night ruining this concert, I hope your husbands were out having sex with younger, beautiful women who satisfy them in ways that you never could and never will.
Whoa!
Wow.
That is my prayer.
That is your prayer for these ladies.
That is my prayer.
Did you hang around to see if they escorted them out?
No, you know me, Mike.
I know.
I'm early in and early out.
There you go.
But, you know, these stupid bitches. Oh, please, just die.
Wow. Die!
Just die,
very
for
rude.
God's sakes.
So they weren't out to see the concert. They were just out to be out.
Yeah. It was like, you know, they might as well have gone to Maggiano's or something and had dinner.
Well, you're a fan of the band, and that's got to suck immensely when people do that. I hate people that do that. Mm-hmm. He's like, they don't care, and it's like, you know, that's when you get 2 inches behind them, just at the top of your lung, and you go, it's a line out of Everybody Loves Raymond. You go, others! Others!
This did not work with these bros.
More and more, man. You go out, you highways, byways, wherever you go. People, man, not aware of others.
Exactly.
Others, you know, we're getting more. It's getting more populated. We got to be aware of other people.
So, absolutely.
You bros with the tight faces. You bros with the pulling the skin back and all the surgeries you've had to try to make yourselves look presentable. You bros who have husbands who were out having sex with other younger women last night while you were getting drunk on your Boone's Farm. Call the show. Call up, because I'd love to talk to you. Uh-huh.
Please.
I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
Because God knows, you did a lot of talking last night.
Please, let's do.
You did a lot of talking. And I also got this. I got mocked, because at one point, there was some Chicago song that they were doing, and I mean, I'm sitting there, and I'm so into it,
mm-hmm.
that it's the song itself. It's so freaking beautiful,
mm-hmm.
the way they're doing it. And they've got the horns, and they've got and everything. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm doing this thing with my hand in the air, like as the music
hits. What, you're conducting or something like that?
Well, I mean,
feeling the music.
I'm into it.
Yeah. Right.
And I turn, and I see the three of them looking at me, and they're all putting their hands in the air like they're making fun of me because I'm getting into it. Now, I'm not.
I think it sounds like you were mild with them. It sounds like you were mellow with them, and it's because you're, your son was there, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
under normal circumstances, have a little more fun with those ladies. Light their dresses on fire.
Yeah.
Light their little sundresses on fire.
Stupid bitches. I hope your Land Rovers run over a cliff today. I hope when you go to Needless Markup today that the man accidentally gets your hand stuck in the credit card machine. where they go, that thing that where you get your credit card imprinted.
Ruining the show.
You dumb bitches.
Did you get that t-shirt before or after the show?
After.
After the show.
And Mike, a bargain.
How much?
See if you can guess.
Boy, man. I'm going to say.
It's a tie-dyed shirt with a Chicago logo.
$15.
Please. $35.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
$35.
Wow. Well, that's how they do it. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
But you had a good time outside of those women. You enjoyed enough of the music.
I was able to tune them out enough.
Yeah, that's so unfair, though, that people pull crap like that.
Inconsiderate.
But great band. Chicago, great band.
Still making music. How many, do they have any, who's the faggy singer
They don't have Peter Cetera anymore.
He was never, he was okay, but I mean, he was.
But they got a guy that sounds just like him.
But wasn't Peter Cetera anyway, you know, it was the horn section that band's all about.
And what I loved is that on a lot of the faggy songs that they did when Peter Cetera was the lead singer.
Baby, please, do you like Baby Please Don't Go?
No.
But
I liked it last night because they added horns to it.
Oh, okay. All right. Good.
Like what they did was,
I liked the stuff in the, I guess, the 70s?
Yeah, right, the early 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything that they did, all of the faggy songs, it's like they made them non-faggy.
You know, really, when you're talking about a band, you're talking about a band that has never really been duplicated. That sound has never been duplicated. No. I mean, that's a real, and I love that. Any music from old to now, it doesn't matter as long as it's got an original sound. I like it.
Loved it. So anyway, now I got a guy who didn't like the show. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, hi, Rodney.
Yeah, I was at that show, and come on, Don, they were terrible. That there's nothing more humiliating than old men playing rock that sucks really bad.
Why were you there, then?
Yeah, why'd you go?
My freaking girlfriend got two tickets, and it wasn't like I had much of a choice.
Well, are you a fan of Chicago?
No, not really.
You're not qualified.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Not fair.
Goodbye.
You're qualified if you're a fan and you say, hey, they're not what they used to be.
You're just be-whipped.
And they played for a million years. I mean, they toured more than any
fan. This is their 35th anniversary.
My God.
And they've gone high and low. Wolf Trap's a step up for them.
Yeah.
Wolf Trap is a step above King's Dominion.
They made a point of saying they're happy to be there for the second year in a row sold out.
God, it makes me think of that Conan O'Brien show where they had Triumph, the insult comic dog, mm-hmm. and he was out on the street talking to Bon Jovi. And he goes, he's talking to a fan of Bon Jovi. He goes, hey, why don't you just wait 8 weeks and you can see them at Six Flags?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Goddamn funny.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
That show just rocked, man.
Oh, it was a good one last night.
Yeah, I'm not even a Chicago fan, and like that was my first time actually hearing them in concert. I went with my girlfriend and the rest of her friends, and they took me in. It just rocked, man.
As long as you were not in section 207.
No, I was down on the down in the back. Hanging out on the turf.
They kick ass. I mean, they're an acquired taste, but I loved it.
They're great. Taste.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Hi.
Don, I was the guy who came over to you at the beer stand twice. You know, I kept coming back to you and saying hi. I just wanted, I'm a fan. I wanted to say to all the fans who have never met you before or might never get to meet you, you're a heck of an upstanding individual. You stood there and you talked with me.
That's right.
Would you knock it off?
You're upstanding.
No, it was cool. It was great. And let me tell you, the band did rock harder than ever, than they ever rocked before. I got to meet the master backstage, and incredible people in real life, too. Robert Lamb, although I think he's still on some kind of drug, is very cool.
Bobby Lamb is great.
He's got those weird, those crazy eyes. But
you're being good to the small people.
But I just want to say, Don,
remember that.
Thanks for being an upstanding individual, and next time, I'll bring a cigar, too.
All right, my friend. And what I liked was when I met, and I met a lot of people last night,
right,
who came up like this guy, very nice, and this guy, I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, he comes up and he says, gives me a whole big long winded, says, I remember one time that you said on the air that you wanted to meet James Caan, and James Caan blew you off, and I didn't want this to be like that. And I was saying, hey, man, I'm not James Caan. I'm a stupid disc jockey. I'm glad to meet you and talk to you. What I enjoyed was, and I urge anyone who sees us anywhere, or when we go out bowling, when we get that worked up again, anyone who would has any questions about anything can have those questions answered in person.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think you and I would probably, and we have to be careful about this, but I would say I welcome that, actually.
Yeah, and
I have done it. I've done it rather liberally lately.
And this guy, your name is Jay?
Yeah.
Jay got an earful last night.
I'll get off here, but I just want to say thank you, and thanks for answering my questions, too, and we'll leave it at that.
You're very welcome. Nice to meet you last night.
Jay's a smart guy. Jay knows how to handle that.
Bye, Jay. See ya.
I love it now.
Bye-bye.
I dig it now. In fact, the larger the group of people, the better. one of that, I was telling you, I ran into that cop that we knew down, came by a couple of times. Yeah, I think Fairfax kind of cop, and they were the huge group of people. I was able to answer all their questions, en masse. It was great. They were all just sitting in a semicircle. It was great.
A Don and Mike show.
Radio gods, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Don, I was very surprised that you or Bart didn't turn around and say, pardon me, madam, but do you realize this is Chicago?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Hello, yeah.
Hey, you ought to get your singing voice ready because it won't be long before you're singing with Chicago in a mall. you know where they're playing in the next couple of weekends?
Oh, no. Where?
The Calvert Marine Museum.
Well,
you know where that is?
No, I have no idea.
Hell is that? Probably a benefit.
That's down in southern Maryland. Don, you can count the teeth down there.
Yeah, Calvert Marine Museum.
They're headlining down there.
Well, listen, I know that you're equating Chicago to my experiences with another one of my favorite groups, the Grassroots.
How was the crowd? Was it a good crowd?
It was sold out.
Yeah, there you go.
And
still do that, they'll be playing it again.
You know, those people, our age, early 40s,
mm-hmm.
just...
like Chicago. I can't believe they're playing down at the Calvert Marine Museum. It's
what's
on my mind.
Wait, hold on. What's the early 40s laugh, you hump?
Who, me?
Yeah, you
hey,
laugh.
I'm getting close to early 40s again.
Then why'd you giggle when he said early 40s? When he said early 40s, you laughed.
That was one of those knowing laughs. I can sympathize. I'm getting there.
All right.
It won't be long.
Yeah,
hey, real quick, I know you don't like to digress, but yesterday
we were talking
about an incident you had in the bed.
Oh, where I went? Yeah, I went to bed, yes.
You were
but
the urinal.
What you didn't really get into a lot was that happened to me one time. I was real drunk one night, and it turned out to be what was a one-night stand because of what happened, and I actually went to bed in the middle of the night, and you didn't get into how hard it is to try to cover your tracks. That's the most difficult part.
Oh, it was very easy for me to cover my tracks. And, there was a wet spot.
You sand, didn't you?
Around the size like a cat.
Kitty litter.
Around the size of a grapefruit. I just
some kitty litter in the bed.
I made the bed, and my wife has never been the wiser.
But you've never shite the bed, right?
No, I never have.
No, I haven't either.
Never.
I've never shite the bed. I would tell you if I'd shite the bed.
Never have.
And incidentally, yesterday I was working on the computer, and I'm sitting over the computer, and every time I'm sitting over the computer, I'm smelling something that doesn't smell good, and I just moved into this house, and there's nothing, you know, in the house that would be causing any odor, and I had absolutely no earthly idea what it was, but it was disturbing me, and I go back to the computer, sit over the computer again, same smell. Well, then later on in the evening, I'm sitting on the couch, and I kick off my sneakers, and it was, I have never experienced foot odor before, and I was, I just hoped, I prayed to God.
You are mortal, Mike.
That this is not a new thing, but it's these sneakers. It's the same one I'm wearing today.
Welcome.
The same pair that I'm wearing today, and I will tell you, it was absolutely horrible foot odor. And the foot odor is in my sneakers. It's good. What are you fetching up here?
Nothing. We're just.
It was not good. What were you looking for? We were just looking for
something weird.
That's exactly what it was. Right. And I was not only was I mortified, but I was also curious. So I buried my face into the sneaker to say, you know, is this real? Is this really me? And I don't know. You know what I'm really going to do? I will throw these away.
Yeah. Wise idea.
Because I just don't know what the deal is.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
Do you like Phil Collins?
His early work had a really clear...
19 album.
What?
Before that, I really didn't understand any of their work. Too artsy. Too intellectual.
Are you talking about Chicago?
He's doing Patrick Bateman, but he's doing...
I was on Duke, where Phil Collins' presence became more apparent. I think Invisible Touch was the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation.
No. The delivery is just hard.
Why do I need you doing this when Mike is here? I mean, it would be...
That's right. Their early work. Now I need the paper in front of me.
Yeah, but you know, but we got the expert here. We don't need.
Yeah, we don't need somebody calling really doesn't know what they're talking about. You need somebody who can really do the delivery. Somebody who can really do it. Not that listener who right now is looking at my ice pick that's 2 inches from his forehead. Hey, caller! Feed the kitty.
All right, we got to break. I do have the. The Gotti eulogy.
Oh, good.
As you know, I've been contacted by the widow, Greta Gotti.
Yeah.
And I put a lot of time and effort into this. As you can see, Mike, it's a two-page document.
Right.
But I think pretty much summarizes my feelings about the late John Gotti.
Is it tissue time? Is this going to be a tearjerker?
No, it's from the ticker.
This will be beautiful.
But I think we have to break first, yes.
Well, I think it'll give us a chance to collect ourselves because, you know, the bottom line is anything you could say is not going to change the fact that he's gone.
He's gone.
Where is he? Don't know. Beautiful music. I hope you play this music.
This is the background theme for the eulogy.
Thank you.
In the meantime, let me just ask.
So, Lisa, can I get you something to drink?
Lisa, you got that list?
Is this new stations that we have?
Well, you know, we found out yesterday that we were on in New Orleans.
Is that legit? We are legitimately on in New Orleans, Louisiana,
yeah.
On an FM station?
WXXM.
I mean, that's great to be on in New Orleans.
94.7
yeah.
And 94.9 FM.
You know, maybe you know, if we're still on in New Orleans a year from now, we can finally do the big Mardi Gras trip.
Yeah. I know that we're on... There she is.
Hi.
There is Lisa Herndon. Hi there. Okay, let's see now. I think you might know this one. 95.7 WEQZ, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I bet you don't know about WSJZ, 94.7 Reserve, Louisiana.
Reserve Louisiana?
New Orleans,
right?
Maybe. I think that's...
Is that
oh, no.
That's
you know
the stick location.
That's New Orleans, right. Here's another new one for you, and that would be WBVA in Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, we're back down in Norfolk. Hey, everybody down there. Don and Mike back in Norfolk, Virginia. That's right. Wonderful.
We did not...
in the Navy.
We did not know that one. Then we have... a lot of these, man, like Fairmont, West Virginia, WMNN.
Yeah.
Who knew about that?
No.
Loretto, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Loretto.
WBZV.
God almighty, how many radio stations do we have in Pennsylvania now?
Let me see. A lot of them. A lot of them. We own. We pretty much own that. Let me see. If you go to, and Mike, now you can help out here.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of... Harwich, Massachusetts?
Harwich, yeah, that's up near Cape Cod, I believe.
All right, that's 93.
I could be totally wrong about that.
93.5.
That might be close to Boston.
WDVT.
Somebody call us and let us know about that, because I'd be curious where Harwich is. I think Harwich is
Harwich.
A suburb of Boston, if I'm not mistaken, but I might be totally wrong.
And canceled in Salt Lake City, but now back in Salt Lake City.
Very good.
On our second radio station, KWUN.
That sounds like an AM radio station.
You bet your ass it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Of course. So that's
pretty good with all those mountains.
That's the latest. Thank you very much, Lisa.
So, Lisa, can I get you something to drink?
For the list of the new stations. And welcome to all the new affiliates.
Fantastic.
Now let's get a call 1-800-877-365-3636. We're playing today for $5,000.
Wow.
With the celebrity burp, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Vegas was a place where millions of suckers flew in every year on their own nickel and left behind about $1 billion. But at night, you couldn't see the desert that surrounds Las Vegas. But it's in the desert where lots of the town's problems are solved.
And a lot of holes in the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in those holes. Except you gotta do it right. I mean, you gotta have the hole already dug before you show up with a package in the truck. Otherwise, you're talking about half hour, 45 minutes to dig it. And who knows who's going to be coming along in that time. Before you know it, you got to dig a few more holes. You could be there all night.
The Don and Mike, the Don and Mike, the Don and Mike, the Don and Mike, the Don and Mike Show.
I did it on purpose.
Never forget, never, the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike, the Don and Mike, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, time for a call 100.
Very good.
We're going to give away $5,000. And what happened to the music? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
I feel like I'm on some kind of acid trip right now.
Hello, yeah, you're on the air. You're call 100.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, what's your name, my friend?
My name's Jim.
Jim, where are you from?
I'm calling from Burlington, Vermont. We listen to you on tape delay, so I don't even have any idea that I called 100.
Well, you are the 100th caller, and you have won a Mulholland Drive prize pack.
Great lesbian scene.
Don't miss Mulholland Drive.
I know the movie sucked, Rob, but the lesbian scene's great.
Pay-per-view, Comcast and Cox Cable. And you've also won the Crank Anchors prize pack. Real crank calls, real victims, real puppets. That's Sundays on Comedy Central. Now, are you ready to play for $5,000?
I would love to.
All right. The secret celebrity burp, burp number 3. The clues that I've given you, I think that's all I'm going to give you while we're still playing for big money.
Sure.
He is a man's man.
Man's man.
A man's man. Give you 15 seconds after we play the burp to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings live.
Sheryl Crow.
And we should speak.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Sheryl Crow. Well, this is a new one.
This is something worth hearing.
Yeah. It's old, actually.
Every day is a winding road.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
That was great.
As I said, we're doing stream of consciousness, whatever pops into my brain right when you're saying, until Mike sings, like, that's when I get it.
I thought it would really be a Sheryl Crow, but it
right.
was just you.
Well, no, I mean, I'll do it my very best. I thought that was a pretty reasonable sounding Sheryl Crow.
I thought it was Sheryl Crow.
Thank you, sir.
$5,000. Who is that?
I got to, you know, the only thing, buddy, I can think of that is a man's man, it's got to be Mike Myers.
Mike Myers?
Yeah, Austin Powers. It was mentioned many, many times that he's a man's man.
Oh, oh right. We're sorry.
Pretty good guess, though.
All right, thanks.
And don't forget, every guess is a clue for you.
It's a clue for me.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening. Now, before we move on to the show, there's the God of Eulogy, Cemetery Saturday. I will be the only speaker. Just cross yourself, Mike, and kiss your hand.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you're doing this, thank God.
I want to say hello first to all of the Gottis who asked me to participate. His wife, Greta Gotti, son Bobby Gotti.
Right.
His aunt, Maudie Gotti, daughter, Dottie Gotti. I will be there with the Gotti body. I will be crapping on my Gotti potty.
Right.
And I will toast him with a Gotti toddy. And, of course, from now on, my name will officially be Donnie Gotti.
Donnie Gotti.
And this now is what I have prepared for the funeral Saturday at the undisclosed location in New York City. Darrell, I'm going to need some of the reverb, I believe.
It's time to pay our respects.
This kind here.
The Lou Gehrig reverb. Today I consider myself the luckiest man.
So much to me. The father I never had. Your shiny suits I'll never see. I am adopted. It's no secret. Also no secret is your past. You were a demon. We look and think alike. I had to have come from your semen. We have so much in common. We are both so misunderstood. When anyone disagrees with us, we'd kill them if we could. Our true fans are devoted and they'll never go away. I'll be there to take your mantle as soon as they check our DNA. So many times I wished we could go to Burger King to enjoy an open flame patty. Then we could shoot guns and laugh and I could call you Daddy. I want to take over the family. I want to proudly announce it on a billboard. But by Papa, you should know deep inside, I'm a coward. I've never killed anyone. I've never operated an overseas coup. But when it comes to whacking someone, I could order someone else to do it. So my Papa, the cancer got you in the neck. Bad luck. Good news, though. Could have been cancer of the butt. Oh, my Papa. You had Sammy the Bull, that two-faced skunk. No problem. I've got Angry Mike. He's loyal, but he's a drunk. Need to make extra cash with gambling or whores? Side biz of the mob? I got just the guy. A neo-Nazi named Rob. See, my Papa, I do have things under control. Just one request. Can I have Wednesday nights off the bowl? So now we all say goodbye. You were a good earner and a good dad. The fact you never knew for sure that I am your son will make me sad. But it's your drive that will most influence and stay with me as I continue to work for the broadcasters known as Infinity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, may God make it all right. Just for you, I'm going to watch all three Godfather movies tonight. The end. Your son, Donnie Gotti.
Bravo.
Bravo. Oh, my Papa. He meant so much to me. There you go. That's a preview of what the packed house is going to be getting Saturday in New York. I'm the only speaker.
They better bring tissues.
There you go.
And want some of them.
I know you'll find this hard, but I banged that out in like 10 minutes.
It's impossible.
Went right to my Lionel Richie rhyming dictionary. You know, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling. You okay, Mike?
Yeah. Just give me a second.
You okay?
Needs to.
Just give me, you know, a second. Yeah, it's the booze. let me just collect myself.
Okay. So that's the eulogy.
All right.
Now,
that is something else. You know, you kind of went back and forth, a little haiku, a little limerick,
yeah.
You know, and...
That was from the...
Donny Gotti.
From the ticker.
It's important.
That rhyming, though, you know, it's just fantastic that you still keep that dictionary around.
Donny Gotti. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, what's going on?
Hi.
It's actually ironic that they're running... he died this week, but they're running Godfather on TNN Uncut.
Yeah. Yes. Almost as ironic as the fact that we're being running reruns on WNEW.
Yeah, you never know where you're going to catch some reruns.
Very similar.
Very fascinating.
There's someone who's dead.
Yeah.
There's the DNA match again.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, it's Trish.
Hi, Trish.
Hi there.
Hi.
Harwich is, I'm calling to tell you about Harwich.
Oh, Massachusetts, one of our new affiliates.
Where's Harwich, Trish?
Harwich is up on the Cape Cod, Mass.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. All right.
Yeah, but you can't pick it up from Boston. It's a really little station.
Of course it is.
Isn't Harwich like where you take the boats out to the vineyard in Nantucket and stuff like that?
No, it's not on the island.
All right, forget it. I'm done trying to figure out Boston. I'm from Harwich.
Okay, it's on the hook.
All right, well, it's Harwich.
Was that where it is?
Yeah, it's 93.7. When I deliver to Boston,
yeah.
I'm the truck driver you keep insisting is a dyke.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been married 22 years. I have 3 children.
Yeah, do they know you're a lesbian?
no, I haven't told them yet.
Big bull dyke.
I'm doing this to put my daughter through college. You know how expensive college is.
When you say Harwich is on the hook, you mean it's on the very tip of the scorpion's tail down there?
Just about.
Wow.
Mike, this is the Harwich on the phone right now that we have. This is the Harwich.
I thought it was the scorpion's tail.
Oh, cool. Well, like I said, when I'm in Boston, I'm way up on top of this hill, and I can't pick you up there. It's
right.
It's a pain in the butt driving up there through Mass trying to find you.
All right, well, maybe we'll get some other stations in Massachusetts.
All right, well, this is Trish the Dyke Driver.
All right.
See you later.
Okay, bye, Buzz.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, she is Trish the Bull Dyke truck driver.
So, you know, everybody's seen a map of Massachusetts, and you know how the Cape goes out and, like, swings around, and it sounds like Harwich is right on the tip.
Yeah.
So it's nice that we got the part of Massachusetts that is farthest out to sea.
Closest to the water.
Hello, fishermen.
It means we probably have a better chance of getting a rating in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, and it comes, you know, kind of curls around, too, so it's like we shoot right across a little part of the Cape and out into the Atlantic Ocean.
With this affiliate, we're closing in on Belgium.
We're going to be number one on the water.
Be fantastic.
Number one fisherman.
Yeah, we might not be heard in Boston, but we'll be able to tell you when the bluefish are running.
Yeah, you got
to
watch The Perfect Storm. We're on in the background.
Very good.
And just remember, for anybody listening to us, either there or Worcester, and as far as I know, those are our only Massachusetts affiliates, you can't spell Massachusetts without ass.
That's right.
That's my motto. Joining us, oh, look who it is. Mike is an old friend.
Ah, very good.
It's Ryder.
Ryder!
Hi, Ryder.
Hello. How are you, Ryder? Hi.
Hi, Ryder.
Hi. Oh, yeah. You guys, okay, I got 3 words for you, okay?
An update, okay, a Ryder update.
3 words.
3 words, what are the 3 words?
Prince Albert Piercing.
You got your genitals pierced?
Basically...
Did you get your scrotum pierced?
No.
The head?
Yeah, the head. Somebody, no. It's done now.
Really? And nobody, took you by the hand and made you do it, huh?
Were you drunk?
No. I was. I don't think they even do it if they suspect you're drunk.
For those of you that don't know, Ryder's a guy that got into a pretty nasty car wreck and, kind of affected his speech this way. And he was feeling depressed about a year and a half ago, and we sent him out to a whole house out in Reno.
We got him late. I mean, he talks like a retard, but it's only because he was in this car accident. He's mentally...
Very sharp.
He's as sharp as, as anybody in this room, but that doesn't mean a lot.
That doesn't mean
thank
a lot.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But he's a very, very bright guy. And sometimes we have to yell at him because he just gets too down.
You don't sound down now, though. You sound like this penile piercing has actually made your day.
Yeah, I'm really not, John. You see, there's all these people that are going to say I'm in denial.
You're in
and
denial.
And I thought I was not under the impression that was a river in Egypt.
It's the sound of the piercing happening.
Sound of the piercing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did it the old-fashioned way. They went in there with an ice pick, right?
Now, how bad did that hurt when they were piercing your helmet?
Well, I'll just say this. Like, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000.
Yeah, but in your
pain is pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, but in your case, that's not like saying 5 seconds. That's like saying 5 minutes.
Yeah. It takes you longer to say 1,000.
That's right. If they were telling you to count to 5,000, you know, they were selling you a bill of goods.
All right, now here's a question. Have you, since you've had this procedure done, Ryder, have you J-O'd?
You know, I couldn't for like the first couple of weeks.
But
I have now.
And
like, it hurt, but I could do it.
All right.
You could do it.
All
right. Does it affect your aim?
It has for some people, but for me, not really.
Now, have you had sex with a woman since you have had this piercing?
No, I have not.
Maybe that's why he's calling. Wants to go back out to Reno now that he's got his penis pierced.
His test drive.
How much did
I'll tell you guys the truth.
How much did you have to pay for that?
It's around $100.
$100.
Wow.
So you have to pay for the quality.
Oh, yeah. It was a wonderful job, though.
Wonderful job.
Was there a lot of blood?
Believe it or not. Sometimes there is, but in my case, there wasn't any blood.
Any blood? Wow.
So now it's like you have a sink with two spigots. You know, it's like you have a...
Right.
You turn on the sink and the water comes out of two places.
Exactly.
Do they go down through the top, or do they come up through the bottom?
Well,
or do they go sideways?
I couldn't really tell. I just didn't know it really hurt. And we're talking about the space of about 2 millimeters, so I couldn't really tell exactly where it was.
You know, between his little problem getting the words out, I'm trying to figure out exactly where this piercing is located. Is it behind the helmet?
No, it's at the bottom of the helmet.
Oh. Is it the bottom of the front or the back of the helmet?
The front.
The front, so it's like front. Right under the...
oh, my God.
It's like where the wings come out. Get a woman?
Basically, yeah, right.
Well, that'd be probably where there's not, you know...
Ow.
I mean, that is kind of like... well, that's also the most sensitive part.
God,
I
want to
know something real crazy.
What?
Ask them which ones I could get done, and they send me pictures, and there's one picture of this one, no joke, that goes directly through the head in one side of the other.
Oh, wow. Man, you got to really...
That guy's name is...
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Now, Ryder, did a woman do the piercing?
No, it wasn't me, believe it or not.
I think that might make you gay, then.
That would bother me there.
You got a guy touching...
The thing is... I'm a guy, you know, and it's like a guy trusts a guy, and the guy isn't out to really hurt enough the guy. But a woman, on the other hand,
might have an
for
accident.
Some reason, they like
might make the piercing a little more difficult. Do you have trouble going number one now?
No, I don't.
I mean, like, can you stand like 20 feet away from the toilet off to the left and like make a trick shot?
No, I can't.
You know, I mean, you ever
sometimes,
seen like, you know,
sometimes,
you know, Kareem had that great sky hook. I was wondering if you could like.